The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
While the crowd was pressing in on Jesus and listening to the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret. He saw two boats there alongside the lake. The fishermen had disembarked and were washing their nets. Getting into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, he asked him to put out a short distance from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. After he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and lower your nets for a catch." Simon said in reply, "Master, we have worked hard all night and have caught nothing. But at your command, I will lower the nets." When they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their nets were tearing. They signaled to their partners in the boat, the other boat, to come to help them. They came and filled both boats, so that the boats were in a danger of sinking. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at the knees of Jesus and said, "Depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For astonishment at the catch of fish they had made seized him and all those with him, and likewise James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners of Simon. Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching men." When they brought their boats to the shore, they left everything and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord. When Father Thomas gets back, I'm going to brag to him because I heard all the confessions and got through all of them. No. It's a good problem to have so many confessions. These readings today, for a lot of different reasons, make me recall the day of my ordination. The day that I would say I was called. Although I was being called long before that, and certainly from the moment of my own baptism, like all of us, we are called to be disciples. But I relate to Isaiah in the first reading. Isaiah, who is called by God to be a great prophet in our midst. But what happens to Isaiah is beautiful in a way. He goes to the temple, and while he goes into the temple, he sees this great vision, heavenly vision. And God wants to do great things in him, but he recognizes that he is a sinful man. And so God purifies him. He prepares his heart and mind, and he makes him ready for this task that is at hand. And at the end of it, Isaiah says to God, "Here I am, send me. Send me into the world." But then this scene on the lake of Gennesaret, or also it's called the Sea of Galilee. Jesus comes to his soon-to-be apostles and calls them to something great. He says, "I want you to go out and be fishers of men. I want you to go out and bring everyone to the Lord. I'm calling you to be disciples who proclaim a gospel that transforms the world." That is an interesting task. So I always think, on the day I was ordained, those were the similar thoughts in my head. I want to be the priest that brings all people to Christ. I want to be a priest for souls. I want to be able to preach the gospel with joy. I hope that because of me, many people will come to the Lord. Do you see the problem there? What Isaiah realized, and also what Peter and the apostles realized today, is that it has nothing to do with them. The Lord calls me and he calls you, not because of who you are, because all of us are too weak to be disciples. We're too weak to save the world from the sin and struggles and problems of the world. We're too weak to do it on our own. So in these readings today, and especially in this gospel, the Lord is calling us to this great trust. So think about this gospel with me a little bit. Peter and James and John, the sons of Zebedee, they have a little business going on here. They have actually a pretty good fishing business. They're partners together in this enterprise. They are what you would call in that day professional fishermen. They knew where to go. They knew when to fish. They were good at it. Maybe you could even say one of the best teams in all of Galilee. But that night they went out, and which was common to go out at night and fish through the night. They went out, fished all night, caught nothing. Jesus comes to them, and Jesus, who they didn't know very well yet, but they knew that he wasn't a fisherman. Can you imagine someone coming to you that didn't know your profession and say, you need to do this differently. Go back out there and throw your nets out and do it differently. You would look at them and say, yeah, you don't know what you're talking about. This is my profession. Jesus, you're a carpenter, you're a builder, go do that. But Peter had this sixth sense, he had this intuition. He knew that Jesus was someone different. So he decided to trust him. Okay, I'll go back out. Then Jesus says, good, now go out and throw your nets into deep water. Peter knew in his mind that that was the wrong thing. You didn't fish in deep water. You fished in shallow water. You would get a bigger catch of fish. They were fishing with nets. You fished in shallower water. Jesus says, no, put out into the deep. Go way out there and go deep. Okay, I guess we'll try it. Jesus challenged them. Trust me. Do everything wrong, basically. And what happened was they went out there and they caught more fish than they knew what to do with. The boat was sinking. The nets were tearing. It was a catch of fish like they've never had in their life. It was one of the greatest miracles they've ever seen thus far. Why are we afraid to trust Jesus? How many of us in our life with God, in our call to be disciples of Jesus, decide not to really trust him? Jesus says, go out there and be fishers of men. Go out into the deep. And you decide to wade around in the shallow water. You decide to go out a little bit, but then say to Jesus, I don't think I can do much more. I don't know my faith very well. I couldn't explain the faith to people. You know, I'm a sinner, God. I don't think that I would be good at this. And we hang out on shore, and we never heed the call of Jesus to go out and really proclaim the gospel to the world. So what does it take? Well, I think Isaiah starts us off. He says, you have to be willing to stand before God and say, first, here I am, in all my sinfulness and imperfections, but here I am, send me. Be willing to go when you're called. But go with what? Well, Paul helps us out in the second reading. He says, with the gospel, with the gospel message. You don't have to memorize Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John to know what the basic message of the gospel is, that Jesus is Lord, that he came to forgive sins, the sins of the world. We believe in that. We're saved. We have salvation in Christ. So come and encounter him here at this altar, in this church, among these people. That's it. You could do that. You could say that to people, as simple as Paul did in that second reading. You know what? Many people would come. Many people would follow you if you said it with joy and conviction and love. What else do we need? We need to go when we're called. We need the gospel. But also we have to risk, be willing to risk the call of discipleship. When Jesus said to his apostles, put out into the deep water, he was saying that it's going to be risky. There may be danger. People will not believe you. People are going to persecute you. And it's exactly what happened to the apostles. A lot of people might read that and say, then no way am I doing that. Why would I risk my life for the gospel? You might ask the Lord that in your prayers. You might ask all the apostles that question. You might ask St. Paul why he would have done that. You might ask every saint in church history. You might ask Blessed Stanley Rother, why would you go back to Guatemala? You knew you were going to die. Why would you risk your life for the gospel? Because it's worth it. The salvation of souls is worth it. Knowing Jesus Christ is worth it. Don't be afraid to be a disciple of Jesus. Put out into the deep waters with the gospel, with your faith, but most of all with Jesus. We don't go at it ever alone. It's always with the Lord. The Lord is the one bringing in the fish. He's the one calling us to himself. Jesus is the one who gives us the strength to be disciples. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.